What about choice of proteasome inhibitors? You mentioned exazimib, but what about carfilzomib? Do you believe it has greater efficacy in the relapse setting? What do we know about that compared to bortezomib?
So the comparisons that we have, so we have the ASPIRE trial, which clearly showed a good efficacy in the combination. We had the ENDEAVOR trial, which was a head-to-head trial, doubled the PFS. However, it was at a much higher dose of carfilzomib with more toxicity than what we saw in the ASPIRE trial. So in the older patients, I would be hesitant in using the very high doses of carfilzomib. So those patients, I would probably use a monoclonal antibody or an exazimib-based combination. Or if they are not refractory to bortezomib, clearly a bortezomib-Lendex combination would be reasonable too, since we all feel very comfortable using that regimen. But in the younger patients, carfilzomib is a very good choice as well if they don't have any comorbidities. It's really hard to know since we only have one head-to-head trial of carfilzomib versus bortezomib, and that is the Clarion study, which actually did not show any difference in terms of the carfilzomib and bortezomib. So I think we really need to wait for other phase 3 trials like the ECOG trial that we are currently doing, which is comparing carfilzomib-Lendex versus bortezomib-Lendex in the newly diagnosed myeloma patients. So I think we need to wait for those trials before we can say with absolute certainty that carfilzomib is better than bortezomib. So it may be very context dependent.